You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Cam Newton. Boy, the firestorm that he set off online with his opinion on quote-unquote boss bitches. Oh, that is hilarious to watch so many women get in their feelings, because how dare a man like him criticize them? Telling you, gentlemen, just goes to show you how overly inflated the female ego truly is. Now, mind you, he was talking about his family and how it was actually successful. Now, this goes back to a question. Do women really know what men want? Yes. However, they simply don't care. Now, I find it ironic that the same time that Cam Newton is being pretty much drugged all over social media, we have an article from a divorce lawyer that is going under the radar. However, gentlemen, I think we should get into our emotions on this one. Now, this article was published on the 11th of April. A divorce lawyer shared what she says are the top five professions a woman should avoid in a spouse. Now, let me retract something that I previously said about men and how we should get into our feelings about what this divorce lawyer is going to say. Now, she thinks she's helping women, just like feminism. However, who's going to win in the end, in the long run? The very men that she tries to slam with what she has to say. Why? Because those men are going to say, okay, cool, I'm not going to marry. Which means, guess what? Less divorce. In a viral TikTok, Catherine Leonard Esquire, yes, she is a legitimate practicing family and divorce attorney, warns about men with jobs where they are treated like quote unquote gods. See, right out the bat, she shows her true bias. She also shared a separate TikTok about the top professions in a spouse men should avoid. You're really gonna like that. A divorce lawyer with the TikTok username at JennyGirl128 shared what she says are the top five professions a woman should avoid in a husband based on more than a decade in the business. Quote unquote, over the course of my career, I watched my most difficult cases, and shockingly, many of them involved men in these five professions, said the lawyer, who identified herself as KK on the app. In no particular order, she says that the five worst professions to marry are, get this, gentlemen, firemen, police officers, military men, surgeons, and pilots. Oh, this is going to be glorious. Why? Because at this point, men, we get to go ahead and activate our Uno reverse card. Now, this could be construed as a Jedi mind trick. Why? Because Let's go ahead and break this down real quick. Surgeons, very prestigious title. What woman doesn't want to marry a doctor? However, the overwhelming majority of women, they don't qualify to be with a doctor. Pilot, also a pretty prestigious position. Once again, most women aren't going to qualify to land themselves a pilot. Now, firemen, police, military, the man in uniform. Most women particularly target these groups of men. Why? Because of benefits. Nothing more, nothing less. So yeah, here's where the Jedi mind trick comes in. Men in these professions will say, oh my God, I'm not like that. I'm gonna rush out and marry a woman so I can prove this divorce lawyer wrong. Gentlemen, don't do it. Oh, no, 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 no. Because as we all know, whenever men are critiqued, there has to be a mountain of shaming language attached. It's the oldest trick in the book. Tell you how negative you are, so that way you can go out and take the action to try to prove that you're not that guy. Gentlemen, do not fall for this. Anyway, Insider identified KK as Katie K. Leonard, founder and managing partner of the Leonard firm in Atlanta, Georgia. Leonard did not immediately respond to Insider's request for comment. Of course, we all know, in the end, this is an attempt to drum up more business for her. In her video, she adds the disclaimer that there are quote-unquote outliers and not all men in these professions fall into the trend. But in general, she noticed that men in these professions tend to be quote-unquote, here it comes, gentlemen, narcissistic and controlling. You cannot make this shit up. Quote unquote, they tend to be far more difficult in dealing with a divorce. Gee, you know why? Particularly military men, they're gonna have half of their pension stolen from them at gunpoint. Now, I don't know about the pension system with police and firemen. Yeah. When you work so hard for something and then you have to be forced to give at minimum half of it away, yeah, you're gonna be difficult. Why? Because the system is gonna do everything they can to run your pockets, to take all that hard work, all those years of blood, sweat, and tears you put in to your job and just give it away to someone who did not spend so much as a minute on said job. They kind of have a quote unquote, nuke the earth, you know, scorch the earth. How dare you challenge me? Kind of approach to litigation, she continued. No shit, especially the fact that more than likely he's actually paying her to divorce him. So yeah, scorch the earth. Yeah, that's a great policy. Quote unquote, if you look at these professions, what do they all have in common? She said. Now here's where she goes completely over the top. She completely jumps the shark with this one. They're gods in their profession, right? Wrong. Wrong. See, once again, the typical female tactic. She doesn't specify. She just broad brushes. Now, I can tell you right now, an E1 in the military is treated nowhere near an O10, which is an admiral or a general. No. Mm-mm. Yes, they're both in uniform. Yes, they're both military men. However, the general has far more responsibility than the private. But as usual, there is no differentiation with women. If you're a policeman, you're walking around with a gun, you're walking around with authority. If you're a surgeon, you're walking around the hospital, everybody looks up to you, you're in charge, everybody treats you with respect. And then you come home and all of a sudden, someone's asking you to take out the trash. I think that there's a difficult kind of transition to make, she said. Once again, if you are providing and protecting that house, then yeah, you have every right to come home and say, you know what? I'm going to decompress. But here is the open secret. Most husbands are paralyzed by the fear of the family court, which is why so many husbands capitulate. Meanwhile, pilots, including those who work in the military, have a lot of responsibility as they are in control of like 100 to 200 people's lives at a time, she said. And they tend to be very narcissistic and very controlling. Man, I swear, whoever dropped the word narcissist in society, man, they opened a huge can of worms with that one. Every time women talk about men, oh, he's narcissistic. He's a narcissist. Do you women actually know what the true definition of a narcissist is? We all know. We all know. If anything, women are way more narcissistic and egotistical than men ever can. A la the reaction to Cam Newton. KK's TikTok has generated more than 1.5 million views and 12,400 comments, with many agreeing with her assessment. Well, cool. In the end, more men, especially in these five professions, are not going to get married. So yeah, talk about shooting yourself in the foot, then inserting bloody foot into said mouth. Quote unquote, uniforms. The top comment read along with a red flag emoji, which had more than 15,000 likes. Divorcing a surgeon, and I can confirm this is true, said another commenter with nearly 2,000 likes. Whoever this commenter is, please stop the cap. Stop the cap. Most women would never even qualify for a surgeon. Users additionally added professions that they'd add to the list, including pastors, athlete, and investment bankers. Ironically, lawyers are not on that list. KK also made a TikTok in which she revealed the number one type of woman who struggles with divorces: stay-at-home mothers. Now, actually, she put the top two professions that men should avoid in women, which are teachers and nurses. Quote unquote, when you're divorcing a stay-at-home mom, they're paralyzed with fear, and rightfully so, because their whole lives are about to change, she said. Stay-at-home moms, she continued, are dealing with a lot of financial instability and may have concerns about returning to work after a long employment absence. I find it very ironic. Stay-at-home mothers are, quote unquote, a profession. However, you have to be married to a man that's able to take care of 100% of the bills. in order to be a stay-at-home mom. Oh, you gotta love the irony in that. There are lots of things that they don't know financially about what's going on, and they tend to stick their head in the sand and stall. She continued in the video that has since gotten more than 2.9 million views. Gentlemen, as I stated before, this is actually going to help a lot of men. It truly is. Now, of course, there's always going to be some dumbasses that can't be helped who are going to try to prove this wrong. However, for the majority of men, marriage is already off the table. So we should thank Miss Leonard for actually helping more men see that a lot of women aren't even worth the trouble. They're not worth the legal costs. They're not worth the financial cost. They're not worth the emotional cost. None of it. So, in essence, I'm glad that she put this article out. I'm glad that she said what she had to say. Because guess what? Just like feminism in the long run, articles like this are going to save more men from the meat grinder called divorce court. Oh, well, read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power for you is really going out. Feminism, the divorce court, and all the systems that you have in your pocket through the gun of the state will go out right along with it. Because as more articles like this are being put out, more men are going to wake up and realize just how bad a deal marriage truly is. And they're going to avoid it. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am.